listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. I used to be famous. Enters a film by Netflix called I Used to Be Famous, like I already mentioned. Now, this film follows the life, the struggling life of Vinny Denham, of Vinny D, who used to be part of a famous band called Stereo Dream. Now, I don't know if the Stereo Dream actual being, whatever. The point is, my man Vinny is a struggling musician. A former has-been. He's a has-been. He's a former star. He's a has-been now. A few people recognize him on the street, and those that know him, you know, throw dirt on his face. He's trying to get his career up and running. Now, this usually happens to all the famous people in boy bands. Some of them try get solo careers and they plummet to the ground, and others succeed. In this film, his former friend Austin succeeds. His career moves on ahead, while Stevie, they don't say much about the other band members of the old Stereo Dream. It's mostly about these two. Now, the story does follow Stevie. Now, Stevie, like I already mentioned, is a struggling musician. I has been, really. Now, he goes pub to pub, trying to get his music off. And the worst part is he's trying to advertise or get himself on stage with incomplete songs. Now, one of these days, he's out in the streets jamming in the park. Not in the park, in the middle of a flea market, I think. He's just jamming, you know, trying to practice his song. Enter Stevie, my man. My man Stevie is an awesome genius of a drummer. Starts banging the street trash can and the street bench like that. And the whole street starts vibing to their tunes. And my man Vinny's like, goddamn, this kid is good. He tries to recruit him and form a little band. And of course, like I don't know if I mentioned that Stevie has autism. So, you know, people with autistic or autism have a problem with being around people, new surroundings, and new sounds, you know, that sort of stuff. Now, somehow, my man Vinny convinces Stevie's mom to perform with Vinny. Stevie convinces his mom that he could perform with Vinny, and they do this at a pub. The gig is going well. They're performing song after song. The singing is great. The music is great. The drumming from Stevie is awesome. And like in any other show, a couple of assholes show up and they start saying some negative shit towards Stevie and towards Vinny himself. He was performing a very emotional song about his dead brother. Now, the backstory behind his dead brother is, while Stevie, while Vinny was still in Stereo Band, his brother died while he was on tour after he had promised his brother that he would be there for his birthday, and his brother ends up dying because he was obligated to be part of this band that he was on. And I'm assuming after his brother died, the obligations and the pressures of being in a band made him different, and he couldn't cope with it after losing his brother. That's what I'm assuming, because they don't actually dwell much into what happened with him not succeeding after Stereo Dream breaks up or after he leaves Stereo Dream. They don't actually mention that per se. There's a scene where he rushes to the cemetery where his brother is buried, and somehow through all that he loses connection with his mother. I don't know if it's because of he didn't show up when his brother needed the most. He didn't show up in his brother's last few moments on earth. I don't know. So he goes through that. Anyway, after, back to the story. After these hooligans at a bar threatened to disturb the performance of the Tin Men. It's funny how they got the name. He wanted to call the band Denim, and this bar manager called them the Tin Men. You know, it usually happens in scenes or in movies where the announcer, you tell him your name and he thinks your name is whack, so he comes up with a name based off whatever he sees y'all wearing or y'all doing, or he remixes the name and makes it way cooler. They end up being called the Tin Men. Now, while the Tin Men were performing, like I already mentioned, these assholes start heckling these performers, and Vinny, being the guy that he is, he tries to defend Stevie's honor, and he launches himself to the stage and starts punching these hacklers, and the bar owner throws him out. And Stevie's mom loses her shit. She doesn't want him near him because he feels like he's threatening her son's safety and bringing him into unsafe environments and stuff. Now, Stevie doesn't want that. He wants to be with his bro. And that caused a whole turmoil between Stevie. It's weird with Vinny and Steve. I keep mixing them up. Why would they pick names that are so close together? Vinny, Stevie. It's so rhymish in a way. Anyway, Stevie has a conflict with his mother and he wants to be his own man. He's autistic, by the way, but he says, I'm a grown man, blah, blah, blah. And his mom used to be a singer. So there's an artistic vibe in Stevie's family. He wants to pursue going to music school and stuff. His mom's like, you can't go there because you need special needs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he ends up getting some sort of recital there. So that's great for him. And Vinny gets offered a contract, a loan contract. He thought he was going to get a contract with his boy, Stevie, you know, the Tin Man, going on tour with his former bandmate, Austin. But they end up offering him only a contract. And then Vinny, at first, he wants to go along with it. But after hearing the way they want to do his music, the way the band, the drummers they want to give him, the way he sees Austin being, you know, molded, really, by the record label owner or record label manager or record label president, it doesn't feel right. So I'm assuming he quits this whole tour with Austin, and then he surprises his boy, Stevie, with a concert, a miniature concert on his birthday around the corner of the street and near the bench where it all started. And the whole neighborhood starts jamming to their songs, and it's amazing. So overall, this is an amazing film about friendship, brotherhood, trust and love, forgiveness, and healing within, really. It's got some music therapy in there, music sessions in there. So the acting of my man Vinny is great. And the acting performance of Stevie is also great. I believe Ed Sheeran, if I'm reading his name right. Yeah. Ed Sheeran and Leo Long is played. Leo Long plays Stevie, and Ed Sheeran, if I'm saying his name right, plays the role of Stevie. Anyway, without being much said, I hope I did this film justice. It's a great film. I think everyone should watch it. It's interesting. So y'all check it all out. This has been your boy Reese Chanson. Adios. As always, check out the previous episodes if you have not watched the films, and otherwise move on forward to the new episodes. Thank you. Let's hang out another time.